We've got an 8-game season. It starts this week with Oakland, and we know we got a challenge ahead of us, but I think we're looking forward to it and ready to go attack it.
With Pryor as a quarterback, have a whole new dimension in terms of their offensive football. He has tremendous speed, tremendous ability, strong arm. They have an outstanding receiver core. They've had some injuries up front offensively. They've juggled some people around. Jennings did an outstanding job last week, and he is a very good runner. They are a good defensive team. They have outstanding leadership. They have 10 new starters on the defensive side of the ball. They're very physical. They're very aggressive. I quite frankly don't pay a whole lot of attention to the Philadelphia game.
They have a talented defense and they make plays, and so we got to be ready and expect their best effort.
Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Mark Kriegel's kind enough to join us from NFL Network. And Mark, talk about a must-win game. The Raiders coming off their loss to Philadelphia, but the Giants have won two in a row after starting off 0-6. The way the Cowboys are playing, if the Giants lose this one, the season's pretty much over, right?
I think so. I mean, I think that you have to discount the Giants' hot streak, if you'll call these last two games against underachieving teams a hot streak. I'm not convinced. I still think that the Giants epitomize the NFC least. They are an underachieving team. For your purposes, however, in Oakland, I'm not sure that doesn't make them a dangerous team, but I still think that they're an underachieving team.
Mark, I want to talk about Eli Manning as a two-time Super Bowl MVP. We know he can step up and make big plays, but with that running back by committee, all the injuries up front on the offensive line, is this a throwaway year for Eli Manning, or can he save himself stat-wise and maybe get on a run here and get the Giants back into contention?
Eli's always a threat to go on the run. I think the notion of contention with the Giants this particular year and in the NFC East is a relative one. It is not a strong division. It's a weak division. Any team can win on any given week, and any team can lose just as well. You can have teams that can underachieve just as easily as they can surprise you.
Mark, let's get to Pryor. You were up here in Alameda. You sat down and talked to him. What'd you take away from that sit-down? What do you like about his maturity and his ability to someday develop into a franchise quarterback?
Well, look, last week was a rough week. He turned the ball over. I don't think that he was the only one on the team who had problems. By the same token, the kid accounted for almost 400 yards worth of offense. He is a dynamic player. What I found most impressive was a wherewithal and a willingness to learn. It wasn't like a stubborn kid who say, I really want to play this way or want to play that way. He understands what his gifts are. That's easy. But he also understands what he has to